The ethnic clashes in China are being called the worst ethnic unrest since the Cultural Revolution. Continuing conflict in China has prompted Chinese President Hu Jintao to leave the G8 summit meeting that's going on in Italy this morning. He'd been scheduled to attend the group of eight leading nations. His departure from the high-profile international event underlined the severity of the challenge in the Xinjiang province, with the violence there presents to the Chinese leadership. And we're joined by Yuan Wu, the editor of the Mandarin Service for our partners, the BBC. And we're also joined from China by Ted Plafker from The Economist, who joins us from Urumqi, the provincial capital of the Uyghur region. Ted, can you hear me?
I can.
Ted, what's going on at this moment? And we saw yesterday a certain amount of vigilantism that was attempting to be controlled by the Chinese authorities. What are we seeing today?
At the moment, it's calmer. Earlier in the day today, it was almost as bad as yesterday. Crowds of angry Chinese looking for Uyghurs, shouting slogans saying they wanted vengeance. Large numbers of security forces trying to keep the two groups apart, and clashes in the street with some Chinese groups trying to break through police lines, trying to get at some Uyghurs. I saw cases where Chinese crowds assaulted police to make them release Chinese troublemakers that they had tried to arrest.
Now, Ted Plafker, you're the economist correspondent in Beijing, but you're operating in Xinjiang province. How difficult is it for you to operate there? Certainly when there's unrest in Tibet, it's almost impossible to get anywhere near where the actual story is. What's it like working in Xinjiang?
Well, anywhere in China, when something like this happens, authorities very often close the place down. That hasn't happened here. They have allowed correspondents to come here and operate. There are some difficult scenes on the streets, a lot of violent, uncontrollable, unpredictable scenes. And there's also actually a lot of hostility among a lot of Chinese people toward Western journalists. They feel that Western media distorts the picture, blames China for things that it doesn't deserve, constrains China from handling the Uyghur situation the way they think China should. So there have been some dicey moments, and journalists, including myself, have had ugly confrontations with people who just don't seem to think we ought to be here trying to cover this.
All right,
a huge complication is the lack of internet throughout the whole province.
I was just going to ask you, so there's no internet in the province. That must be an enormous handicap. Ted Plafker, the Economist correspondent in Beijing, hold on there. Yuan Wu is the BBC editor of the Mandarin Service on the line from London. Bush House, our partner, is the BBC. Yuan Wu, first of all, how difficult is it to put together all of the stories that are coming out of the province, given that the internet service is so spotty?
Well, we, of course, look at what's coming out from China in the official channel, you know, CCTV and the Chinese Xinhua, what they're reporting. And then we set up a forum on Monday to get the viewers, give us their views, or if they were there, what they have seen. And the English website is doing the same. So we are exchanging information on that front. And, and we also get phone calls from the people outside China, you know, belonging to the various Uyghur groups. So putting that together, we can get a fairly good picture of what's going on.
Tell our listeners, Yuan Wu, and your editor of the Mandarin Service at the BBC, and I suspect your listeners are really interested in your assessment of this, but for our listeners, Hu Jintao has really prided himself on a sense of delivering security to the Chinese people, whether it's an earthquake, the anniversary of Tiananmen Square, the unrest there, or this particular situation and also the situation in Tibet. What does it say that he leaves the G8 summit in Italy? Is it a message for his own people, or is it a sign that things are really unraveling?
It could be both. I mean, you know, the fact that he's cutting short of this very important summit to return to China, it shows how seriously the Chinese government takes the present situation. And, after all, China is only an invited guest in the G8, but at home, what's happening is quite pressing. So it shows how seriously and how urgent the situation is.
And the G8's main focus this time around is climate change, and China maybe doesn't want to talk about that. So given the choice between talking about climate change and coming back to deal with the Uyghurs, it's probably a no-brainer for Hu Jintao.
I wouldn't say Hu Jintao was trying to escape any discussion. I mean, China has been quite open about its stance on climate change. But just on the Xinjiang unrest. I think in the past few days, the top leadership haven't said anything. I think they left it to the local, the autonomous region leadership to deal with the situation. So the party boss and the governor there have been making speeches to update the people on the present situation. But they stick to this line, meaning this is, you know, this trouble was stirred up from abroad by this anti-China, anti-ethnic group harmony kind of group called the World Uyghur Congress. And the figurehead of that organization is a woman called Rabia Kadir. And, today Xinhua published a very long article on this woman, how she managed to organize this this whole thing.
All right. Yuen Wu, thank you very much. BBC's editor of the Mandarin service. She spoke with us from London. Finally, Ted Plafker from The Economist, a correspondent in Beijing. Given the charge of the Chinese saying that it's foreign intervention that's stirring up this trouble and a sense that maybe the shrinkage or the slowing of the Chinese economy being a part of it, which would you say is the larger culprit here?
I'm not sure either one. I think the underlying cause is longstanding ethnic tension. There are serious issues here in terms of how the minority relates to the majority. The economic trouble certainly adds extra tension. And the issue of foreign intervention depends on how you define intervention. A lot of information does come in from foreign sources, and the Chinese consider that to be interference. I don't always distinguish between accurate information and otherwise.
Well, the worst unrest since the Cultural Revolution, it's being called. Ethnic classes in Xinjiang province, where Ted Plafker is. He's the Economist correspondent in the Beijing bureau on the scene where Uyghur unrest is taking place.